episode 44 of the Energy Edge podcast.
Hey, this is Marcy Rader, and you're listening to the Energy Edge podcast. As a professional speaker and expert in business travel, I know the importance of keeping your energy up while speaking and traveling. You've come to the right place if you're looking for an energy edge.
Welcome to the Energy Edge podcast, where we believe if you desire to get the absolute most out of your work and life, then finding your energy edge is a must. The Energy Edge podcast will help you learn to leverage your everyday major activities into an energy advantage so you can work and live at an optimal level. So let's begin.
Welcome to the Energy Edge podcast, sponsored by 5-Minute Energy Kickstart. 3 5-minute videos designed to get you thinking and get you moving in the right direction. And oh, do we need a kickstart from time to time? Go to 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com. That's 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com today. I'm your host, Brian Paul Buckley, and love the even-numbered episodes because, well, they're interviews. And they're interviews with subject matter experts who have found an energy edge. In a few minutes, Stephen Skinner will be joining us. And I met Stephen at an event hosted by Jonathan Milligan and Dennis McAtee called Amplify a couple of years ago, and we've actually been friends ever since. Stephen has an interesting story. We dive into topics from why he moved out of traditional pharmacy, life as a serial entrepreneur, talking about natural foods, supplements, morning routines, well, and just so much more. And it's go time. Stephen Skinner is a speaker. He's an author, a serial entrepreneur, as well as a licensed pharmacist. He's written 6 books, including 2 bestsellers, The 100X Life, 7 Simple Daily Habits That Will Transform Your Life, Unlock Your Greatest Potential, and Create a Life Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. And oh, by the way, I highly recommend the book. Went through it myself. The second book is called Faith into Abundance, 30 Stories of Faith from Successful Christian Entrepreneurs. Stephen has started, ran, and successfully sold several businesses in his 20-year entrepreneurial career, mostly in the healthcare and wellness industries. He now runs a real estate development company and a business and health coaching company for faith-driven entrepreneurs and business owners. He and his wife, Julie, of over 20 years, has 3 children, and they live in the great state of Bama.
How are you, Stephen?
I'm doing great, Brian. How you doing?
Good, man. And you're my favorite Alabama friend who doesn't like Roll Tide. So tell me about that.
That is correct. I'm glad you referenced that. I'm actually a graduate of Auburn University. And in Alabama, it's Auburn or Alabama. So that's where I am.
You are literally like Bears, Packers, but it's just a whole different level of generations.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and we're awesome. In that time of the year.
It is. And so you are full on, you know, Stephen F. Skinner, Auburn grad, and full colors. So, hey, man, one of the things I love about you is not only were you a pharmacist, but you had converted to a holistic pharmacist. So before we kind of dive into things that kill our energy from a pharmacist point of view, tell us about that. You got into pharmacy and then you went holistic. How did that happen?
Well, the way it happened is I owned and operated a pharmacy for almost 20 years, and I got into this niche pretty early on called compounding. Is kind of the old-fashioned art of mixing medications from scratch. And through that, I started getting into natural hormone replacement therapy. And you actually had an interview recently, the Hormone Diva, which was great.
Exactly.
Great. I resonated with a lot of what she said. We'll probably touch on a few of those things as we go. But I got into that, and we were not taught that in pharmacy school. We were not taught anything about, you know, natural medicine, nutritional supplements. We maybe had, you know, 130 minutes about some vitamins and stuff like that, but that was about it. But it started coming because the demand, and we were helping so many, primarily women, but then we started getting into men as well. And, what came along with it is they wanted us to start helping them with other things. What would happen is they would start feeling so much better by getting their hormones balanced, it would kind of become that, what's next? What can I do for my cholesterol? What can I do for my blood sugar, blood pressure, wow, my joint pain? And so I started learning about it on my own, started attending conferences, started reading about it, and started stocking the products. Now, I was doing that, but I wasn't a believer, I guess you could say, at the time. You know, I was interested in it, but I really wasn't taking care of myself at all. And so I had some things happen to me personally where I hit a wall and was just had some bad doctor's appointment. Cholesterol was high. I was having a lot of blood sugar mood swings. I was just a miserable guy to work with. So it was a combination of that and these people. As we started stocking the nutritional supplements, I started noticing some things. And what happened is as a compounding pharmacy, as we started stocking more and more of those items, we started having more people coming in looking for them. Okay. And so I started to see really like three types of customers kind of emerge out of that. And I started really observing and noticing what I was seeing. And what I would say is we had our traditional pharmacy customers, I guess you say. That was our primary customer. That's what you're going to see in, you know, rural Alabama. You're going to see people that are primarily, you know, not taking care of themselves. They're going through the healthcare system, going to their doctor, and they're getting on multiple medications, right?
Yeah, a product of the system.
Exactly. So what I noticed about those people is that typically they looked and acted older than what their age maybe was. I saw a lot of people. I saw this way too many times, and it really would break my heart, where someone that was a vibrant, productive, you know, working person, and they had something bad happen to them, some kind of life stressful event or something like that. And then before you know it, they have gone to the doctor and the doctor has put them on an antidepressant. And then they've put them on an anti-anxiety medication. And then they've put them on migraine headache medication. And these are all because of nutritional depletions maybe that these drugs are causing, or side effects. And they go back to the doctor and the doctor would put them on another pill. And I call it the vicious drug cycle. Yeah. Did you ever see European Vacation?
Oh, the movie? Of course.
Okay.
Look, kids, so, Big Ben, Parliament.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly. That's what I say. It's just like that. And then these people would become like almost like walking zombies, and they're not. And then they started gaining weight and they're just not the same person they were 2 years ago. Sure. And you try to talk
to them. That was usually starting at -2 or -3, and they've just gotten worse. It wasn't even like they were in decent health.
Yeah, yeah. So that was one person that I would see. And that was unfortunately a majority of people you would see that way. And not everybody was that extreme, I'm using, you know, but you did see a lot of people with, you know, high cholesterol or reflux, the purple pill. And so they go, they're having reflux and they go to the doctor. The doctor puts them on the purple pill, which was originally supposed to only be used for 6 weeks. When it first got its FDA approval,
I didn't know that.
It was only meant to be taken for 6 weeks. But what the pharmaceutical companies do is they figure out how to get around everything. They come out with, they invent new conditions. We see it all the time now. And now people are on it for years and years and years. Well, that drug depletes the body of vitamin B12. And it depletes the body of magnesium. And most of us are already depleted in magnesium anyway. And then it keeps us from producing B12. Well, when you have low B12, you can't concentrate and you have low energy. When you have low magnesium, you can't sleep. You have restless legs. You get migraine headaches. Magnesium is kind of the body's natural muscle relaxer. It kind of relaxes any spasms in the body. So So then they go and they say, "Doc, I'm having restless legs. I can't sleep and all this stuff." So what does the doctor do? They give him a drug that was originally an anti-Parkinson's drug, and they give it for this restless legs. And then that carries all this own side effects with it. All these things that happen. So that's a vicious drug cycle. And I'm giving you a long roundabout way of how I kind of got into this. Then I started seeing, as we started carrying more of the natural products and the natural and organic foods, I started seeing what I would call the all natural customer. Or you may call them like the granola or the hippie or the guy that's gone off the grid, you know, the long beard and all that stuff. But I would see, what I would also see is I see these ladies and these men in their 70s and 80s, and they would come in and they didn't take any medications. Now, I'm not an anti-medication, you know, I'm not that extreme. Medications have their place for sure. I think they're way over prescribed and way overused, but I see these people and they were taking all kinds of nutritional supplements. They took care of themselves. They exercised, they ate well. Those people would act, their minds were sharp. They acted and looked, you know, 10 years younger than these other people who were actually younger than them that were taking all these medications. And they would say things to me like, "Steven, you know, I've been taking these supplements. I've been taking vitamins and supplements for 20, 30 years. I'm the only one in my family that ever did. They all tell me I'm crazy for doing it, but they're all dead. They all died of heart disease. Everybody in my family's, you know, had heart disease and has died by their 50s. And I'm in my mid 70s and I'm still alive." I would hear stories like that over and over and over. And so it kind of got me thinking like, well, there's gotta be something to this, because what I'm seeing, what I'm observing in people is different than what mainstream medicine is telling the world. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so sure that had to be a catalyst for you. And it also bothers me because you used to be my drug guy. So it's like, you know, I try to get some drugs out of you. And now all of a sudden you got to make a shift on this, man. What's that about?
Well, that's very true. I mean, it's definitely not as lucrative not selling drugs.
Sure. But we were talking about magnesium. So let's go back to that for a second, because obviously you talked about it just being a huge catalyst for that. How does somebody get more magnesium into their body? And is it just through certain types of food and or supplements? And what do you suggest there?
Well, you can get it through foods. It's difficult. A lot of your green leafy vegetables, you can get it that way. It's really one that you want to supplement. And there's, you can get it in powders. There's a great powder called Natural Calm. You may have heard of it.
I actually use it.
Do what?
I actually use that. Yep.
Well, there you go. A great absorbable form of magnesium, because magnesium helps a lot of people sleep. I like another form of magnesium called magnesium glycinate. It's glycinate, magnesium glycinate. And the reason why I like that is it's very well absorbed, and it doesn't cause some magnesiums, some of your citrates and oxides will cause a little bit of digestive issues, a little loose bowel movements. And but glycinate doesn't seem to do that. And it also,
what's the form of that, pill or is it powder or what?
Capsule or pill. What people that, and I know you're big with people getting good sleep. If you talk to someone, and we did it all the time, if we talk to someone that doesn't have a problem going to sleep, but they have a problem staying asleep a lot of times, it can be a couple of different things. One can be cortisol. You know, we talk about that a lot, the stress hormone that can wake us up. It can be blood sugar, but it can also be lack of magnesium. And when you give people magnesium glycinate or like the Natural Calm, you'll find that they will sleep through the night much, much better than when they're not supplementing.
That's a great tip. And I'll make sure both of those links from the show notes too.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk about for a minute, because I'm just looking at the number of energy killers that we have discussed, and one of those is dehydration. So talk about that and this concoction that your 100X Good Morning shot that you use. Tell us a little bit about what it is and why should we even consider that?
Well, most of us are walking around dehydrated, and you can make a tremendous change in your health, in your energy, just by changing what you drink. So many of us, I'm not a big diet advocate. I'm more of a lifestyle eater proponent, and we can get into that if you want to. But one of those key things is if people will just change what they drink on a daily basis. So many people are drinking, you know, sodas, diet sodas, and so many caffeinated drinks that are all causing dehydration, and they're really not drinking near enough water. We need to be drinking at least a half ounce of water per pound of body weight. So, you know, you and I are both, we weigh similar amounts, close to 200 pounds. Let's use that as a rough estimate. That's 100 ounces of water a day that we should at minimum be drinking. Now, this time of the year, late summer, early fall, or depending on where you are in the country, if it's still hot outside and you're sweating, you need to be drinking a little bit more. If you're exercising, you need to be drinking a little bit more. So we're all walking around dehydrated, and water, being hydrated, it just that simple thing cures so many things. Reflux, constipation is a natural detoxifier, and it also boosts up energy, reduces headaches. A lot of times headaches are a result of dehydration. So this Good Morning shot, I call it the 100X, that's a play off of my book, The 100 Times Life. What I call is the Good Morning shot. And what I encourage people to do in order to get, for example, if you're 200 pounds, the 100 ounces a day, is to start first thing in the morning. You're definitely dehydrated when you wake up in the morning. So first thing in the morning, pour a glass of lukewarm water and put about a half an ounce of organic apple cider vinegar and a half ounce of organic lemon juice in that, and chug it down. And chug it as fast as you can, because it's not the most pleasant tasting thing, but you can get it down. But what that does is apple cider vinegar is a natural energy booster. It helps with blood sugar balancing, and so much problems with our energy and our health is from the blood sugar roller coaster that so many of us are on. And it also is a great natural remedy for reflux, and it helps you absorb nutrients better. A lot of us have really poor absorption of our nutrients. You absorb nutrients better, you're going to naturally have more energy, because your body's using those nutrients for what they need to be used for, instead of just passing it right on through.
So what size do you recommend as far as the amount? I mean, obviously we're 200 pounds and 100 ounces of water, but you're talking about 8 ounces. So you're talking about
just 8 ounces.
Okay, 8 ounces and then a half.
You don't want to sip on. That's not something you want to sip on.
Yeah.
Because too much of the apple cider vinegar, if you sip on it, can kind of harm the enamel of your teeth. So it's just something you want to just kind of.
It's a chug. It's a shot, like
chug,
you call it.
Yeah. Yeah, chug it down. And then the lemon juice is a natural detoxifier, is great for the immune system. So those two things together, just kind of, it's kind of a natural kickstart. And I tell people, just try it. Just try it for a week or two. Now, someone that has reflux, bad reflux, I suggest doing it first thing in the morning and then doing it 20 minutes or so before each meal, especially a large.
Now, I've heard that tip. It's a really good tip.
Yeah, especially a large meal. And then, so you've got that 8 ounces, and then just, if you can just, you know, get a 20 ounce bottle of water and drink five of those during the day, you know, fill it, refill it. And then you'll know, put a little, take a little Sharpie and put a mark on it, or whatever you need to do to get that amount of water.
And what I love too, is in our co-host, obviously, you know, as far as Treva, is just upgrade any way that you can just get a little bit more water into your body every single day. You'd be amazed what a difference that makes.
Yeah.
Stephen, help me understand. I mean, I'm a bachelor's degree short of my, ounces and measurements. That's what I'm looking at here. A half ounce, as far as a teaspoon or tablespoon.
That's a tablespoon. That's a tablespoon.
Okay, so that's one tablespoon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of
if you have a medicine cup in your house, you know it's usually a half of a medicine cup. Okay, or
so a half
like
ounce is one tablespoon.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So another thing that you talk about a lot that I absolutely love is just talk about the lack of vitamins that go into our body. So can we drill down a little bit on that and the correlation, obviously, with your pharmacy background here, and how that affects our energy by lacking certain vitamins?
Well, absolutely. You know, there's very few, if you really get honest with yourself, or people get honest, very few people are getting the recommended daily allowance of fruits and vegetables every single day. It's just not a common thing. And not only that, if you are a busy, driven person, you're also using up a lot more vitamins and minerals than what other people, if you're under stress, which so many of us are under stress. So we need those vitamins. Some of the staples that I recommend that really every person should be on would be a gender specific multivitamin, multimineral. And because a man like you and I, we don't typically need iron. Postmenopausal women don't need iron. Premenopausal women, they do need iron because they're menstruating every month. So a gender specific multivitamin is one thing I recommend that everybody should be on. A good quality one, maybe a food based one, or just one from a good quality manufacturer. I tell people the most expensive supplement you can buy, you know what it is? Do you know what it is, Brian?
Nope. What is it?
One that doesn't work.
Nice.
Yeah,
you just waste your money. Cheap that you get from Walmart, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly. The other staple I would say would be a probiotic, which is that good, healthy bacteria. And there's so many benefits to that, from our digestive system to our immune system to our skin. To our brain health. It's so a good quality probiotic would be one as well. And then with energy, things such as your B vitamins, in particular B12, especially those that are taking the stomach medications, that would be one. Or even if someone's taking oral blood sugar medications, that depletes B12 as well. So that would be one that's very good for energy. And then your herbal adaptogens, which adaptogens are basically what they say they are. They help our body adapt to stress, which in my opinion, only a God can create that. That can't be created by a drug manufacturer. And what I mean by that is some people, when they're under chronic stress, they are on edge. You know, they're on edge. They just can't settle down. They're just wanting to, you know, just wanting to take people's heads off.
Yeah. So most type A personalities, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The herbal adaptogens will kind of calm that person down a little bit and give them more, instead of having those spikes, those highs and lows that they have, it kind of puts them at more of an even keel. And then you have a lot of people under chronic stress that are fatigued all the time. And those herbal adaptogens kind of give them that stamina that they need. Rhodiola, maca. I love maca. Now, one way I love to get a lot of these nutrients and adaptogens in is through a morning superfood smoothie. That's one way it's easy to do. It replaces a meal. It's giving your body all these vitamins, nutrients, greens, and healthy foods, plus these adaptogens. I put maca in mine.
So what else do you put in there? Obviously, you're talking about greens. You're talking about maca.
I put, okay, what I do is I do a, it's a protein based smoothie. I use whey protein. I do fine with that. Some people don't do well with whey protein, so they need.
Yep, I don't. I use a veggie plants.
Yeah, there you go. Veggie plants. Yep. Just don't use soy. Just don't use soy protein. But a protein, good protein powder, and then I'll take some chia seeds and some flax seeds. Chia seeds are a great source of omega-3. They have protein. They have fiber. Fiber is another thing we don't get enough of. Flax seeds are a great source of omega-3 and fiber as well. I put both of those in there, and then I'll put some greens powder in. I'll put some coconut oil. Coconut oil is a great energizing fat that I know you hear a lot probably on this podcast. I've heard it mentioned a few times.
Absolutely. Yep. Big fan of it.
Coconut, I'll put some coconut oil in there, and I'll put some almond butter in there. Another good, good source of fat. And I'll put sometimes if I have it, I'll put goji berries in. And goji berries is kind of known as the happy berry. It's great for our mood. It's also great for energy. And I'll put, let's see, let me think of what else I have.
What kind of what liquid base do you put in there?
Water.
Okay.
How about that? Now, and when we talk about water, the quality of your water is important too. You know, I'm not a big fan of tap water because of the chlorine and the fluoride that's in the chemicals that are in it. So good quality water. And then I'll use kale chips. I make my own kale chips, and I've got a video. I've got a recipe for all this and a video for all this. I'll give you later about how people can actually get the exact recipe. And I've got a video for how I make it and how I make the kale chips as well.
All those links in the show notes as well.
So I simply take yeah, there you go. I simply take kale and put it in a like a NutriBullet or a Ninja and stuff it, cram full in there, fill it up with water, blend it, put it in some ice cube trays and freeze it. And so I'll do about 2 or 3 cubes of the kale ice chips, because then that gets, kale's a superfood. Kale's a good source of getting the magnesium and a lot of the other nutrients that we need. And then I'll use frozen blueberries and frozen strawberries. Blueberries and strawberries are blueberries are a great superfood, and they're loaded with antioxidants. And those two are not too bad about they're not too high on the glycemic index. So what this smoothie does is it gives you more of that even keel, because you've got the good fats, you've got the protein, you've got the fiber, and you've got the superfoods, and you've got things like maca. I forgot that. I put maca in that. And by the way, I make this for myself and my wife every morning. And all I'm going to say is that maca is also known to help increase libido. And
bada boom.
I'm saying again, I make this for my wife and I every morning.
Nice. So, anyway, so selfless, my friend. So selfless.
I am. Just can saying, you believe man. That? Just hey, we've been married. We've been married 21 years, so I've been blessed with there. So anyway,
how many ounces do you make of this? Of your two shakes?
It is. It makes about. It ends up being, once the volume kind of expands from everything, it's about 30 ounces or so per each glass. So that's kind of how I do it. And so that's just a wonderful way. And that one thing absolutely revolutionized my life, my health and my life. I mentioned earlier, I was a blood sugar roller coaster. I was Betty White. You know, I was the driven,
sure.
Yeah, I was a driven boss, and everybody knew about 10:30 or so Betty White was coming out, nice. You know, and they did not want to be around me because I was going to have to. And then what did I do? I do what so many people do. I'd reach for a pack of crackers or a Snickers bar, like the commercial, you know, or
I'm hangry.
Or exactly, Diet Mountain Dew, all the worst things I could. And finally, I actually had a colleague of mine, another pharmacist, and she said, "Stephen, have you thought about doing like a, you know, a protein based smoothie in the morning to try to see if that gets you on more of an even keel?" And so that's kind of where I started. I tried it, and instead of doing the loaded buttery biscuit on the way to work or the Pop-Tarts or whatever I could scarf down, I started making that. And over the years, these other ingredients, as I've learned about them, you know, have been added to, of course, I call it the 100X smoothie.
Yep.
They've been added to that. And it's just, if I had one health tip to give people, one easy health tip takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes a day, that would be it. You know, replace. And a lot of people probably aren't eating breakfast. And that's a big thing that drains our energy, is not having that good quality foods. You have no fuel. I mean, let's talk about that, Brian. I don't have a Lamborghini yet. Do you have one? Do you have one?
I do, but it's the mini size, like Matchbox size.
There you go. Okay. If you were rolling around in a Lamborghini, would you be putting, you know, like, would you be going to the cheap gas station, putting the 87 octane fuel in that bad boy?
Not a chance, but man, I did that with my body for a long, long time. As you very well know, man, the car looked great on the outside. Car even actually looked great on the inside. Always vacuumed, always wiped down. The engine was in horrible shape, putting in cheap gas, little to no maintenance. So yeah. I'm right there with you, man. And it's,
yeah. That's what it's all about. We do that in a Lamborghini. I don't even know, what do they cost? $200,000-$300,000. What is our body worth? What are we worth?
Yep, great point.
It's priceless. What are you? What are you worth to your children? You know, what are you worth to your business? What are you worth to those 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 employees that are counting on you to be your very best, so they can have food on their table? You know, what? It's just, you got to think of it in that mindset.
We'll be right back with the remainder of the interview with Stephen Skinner after this short break.
Most of us are just plain tired. Our pace far outruns our energy, yet we just keep going. We quickly move from busy to beat down to burnout. And sometimes we pull this off by the end of the same day, and it's only Monday. What we need is a reminder there's another way, a kickstart to get us thinking and get us going in the right direction. 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com offers 3 5-minute videos on the topics of sleep, nutrition, and fitness movement, where a problem is discussed and 2 energy kickstart challenges are offered. Why? Because we all need a kickstart from time to time. The best part about it is the only thing it'll cost you is a few minutes of your time, because the video series is absolutely free. So check out 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com today.
Hi, this is Terry Crawley, co-author of Sleeping Your Way to the Top, and here is your sleep energy boost for today. Exercise is so important for our sleep. It's often recommended that exercising in the evening wreaks havoc on sleep quality. However, it's now thought that evening workouts don't interfere with a good night's sleep as much as once thought. As exercise is integral to a good night's sleep, it's better to get exercise when possible rather than to forgo it. Do some experimenting to see what time of day works best for you. And if you're constantly feeling too tired to hit the gym or take that run, focus on getting plenty of sleep and then seeing if your energy and motivation levels increase.
Stephen, that's awesome. I mean, that is worth the price of admission from this whole thing, of just looking at what our bodies are worth.
Yeah.
Because obviously that makes such a difference. Yeah. I mean, I love just even to go back to some earlier things you had mentioned, just the way we start our day, you know, really looking at going, what's the first liquids that are going into our system? You know, what are the first food-based things that are coming into our system to kind of settle our blood sugar, to put great proteins in, to allow our body, whether we use it as a mid-morning snack or whether that becomes a substitute for our breakfast because of the, you know, of just just quick and ease, but just putting good things in. I absolutely love that. Is there any closing thoughts that you could leave with us who are those of us that are trying to really make the best, to do our absolute best work, be productive, feel energized, that you would recommend, knowing what you know now as a holistic nutritionist, that you could leave us with?
I would say that you absolutely have to invest the time and some money in yourself. You've got to, there's a great article out there that was written about Urban Meyer. I don't know if you've seen this. Urban Meyer, the great coach at Ohio State, yep, used to coach at Florida, won two national championships at Florida. And have you seen this article? Have you heard about it?
I've seen it. Actually, we'll link it up in the show notes too.
Yeah. It's called I'm Not the Lone Wolf. And it happened to him. It happened to me. It happened to you. Gary Kubiak, another head coach, Denver Broncos, wins the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, coaches another year, and then has to step away. We are so driven. We are so concerned about more, more, more that we neglect to take time for ourselves. And you're no good. You're going to be no good to anyone, your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, the people you're serving, your customers, your employees. If you're sick or you're dead. You know that, Brian. You just had that. You had what happened to you with your gallbladder. I mean, during that time, you couldn't serve all those people that you need to serve and that needs you to serve them, could you?
In fact, it was the antithesis of that. I absolutely needed everyone's help because of just how sick that I was.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right, especially if we're doing things to ourselves that were preventable.
Yeah.
What a difference that could make.
Yeah, and as far as the money goes, people think that they're being smart by skipping the system, by not buying organic, not buying the quality foods, not buying quality supplements, that they're saving money somehow. And I tell people, pay now or pay later. Exactly. You're going to pay now or you're going to pay later. You're going to pay later, and there again, missing work, missing things because you're sitting in a doctor's office, you're waiting on tests, you're having surgeries, or you're home with a migraine headache, or you're home with digestive orders, you can't get off the toilet. Just all those things, you just really need to think about and look at it as an investment. It's an investment, not just in yourself. You're investing in your family. Look at these other people. If we'll take our minds off ourselves and we'll think about other people, well, then we can push through and we can get up early. We can take care of ourselves and make that smoothie and exercise, go to bed early, you know, sleep well, just do all those things that we need to do.
Well, I love it, man. I am motivated right now. I can't wait to have my smoothie. And no, I mean, just the perspective that you had and very, very motivating. I absolutely love that quality about you, Stephen, and you've been a huge source of that in my life. So how can people find out more about you, learn from you, from your book to your blog to your resources?
Well, I have two websites, StephenFSkinner.com, and that's where I do some blogging, and I have some podcasts that I've done over the years in there. And from there, you can access a link to look at my book, or you can go to the100xlife.com, and that is the website of my book, The 100 Times Life, which is the book I wrote about 7 simple daily habits that will transform your life, unlock your greatest potential, and create a life beyond your wildest dreams. So you can go there. And I actually have a resource for your audience. And if they will go to this is where they probably need to go. I should have said this to start with. If they'll
it's
go
okay,
to
because you build up to it.
There you go. If you go to the100xlife.com/energy guide. I have an energy guide for your audience where I give the morning energizing smoothie recipe, and in the video, a step-by-step how-to video of how I make it. I've got on there my top nutritional supplement recommendations for energy support, and also have on there a playlist of positive energizing songs that will kind of help people get a great kickstart to their day.
Well, absolutely love it, man. And I'll make sure that all those links are in the show notes. First of all, thank you for putting the resources together and being very intentional with that. Thank you for the positive words, Stephen. I love your story. I love just not only just your success as an entrepreneur over and over, but just your desire and your quest for people to have that 100X life. And I really hope that people just walked away from this interview and just jazzed about the value of their life, the investment that they're putting in, not only for themselves, but for other people that they care and love and want to serve. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And likewise to you. I really appreciate what you're doing as well.
Here's a preview of our next episode. Energy triggers. What is that? Well, an energy trigger can make a huge difference in your everyday life of trying to gain an energy edge. We'll discuss, well, what is an energy trigger? Why do we need them? How do we create them? And if you take just one principle from this episode, I guarantee you're going to see a difference in your energy every single day. So check out the energy trigger episode. Thanks for making it to this point in the episode. I encourage you to check out Stephen's book and podcast called The 100X Life. It'll be worth the money and definitely worth your time. And if you're enjoying the Energy Edge podcast, I encourage you to subscribe to it if you've not done so already. And if you're willing to go the extra mile for us, we would be honored if you would rate and review the show for us on iTunes. And lastly, if you're interested in detailed notes, timestamps, or even mention links, visit energyedgepodcast.com, then / in the episode number. So in this case, energyedgepodcast.com/044. As always, go and get your energy edge on today.